Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Shalom Beitza, Perek Beis, in the middle of explaining Halacha Aleph, and the Ezra Surah Daf Tani Yotes Amar Aleph, about 9 lines off of the bottom at the two dots with the words Tani Amar B'Shem Ben Elazar, and the article Surah Daf Tani Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph about the second line. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marshmim Sar Bas Biakam Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So here's Machlek is Beisham Beis Hill in the Mishnah regarding how many dishes are necessary for Erev Tavshilin. Beisham said 2 and Beis Hill said 1. Now we have a different opinion. Tani, we have a Brisa, Amar B'Shem Ben Elazar, he tells us that Maida Beisham Beis Hill Shane Shnei Tavshilin, Beisham Beis Hill agree that we have to have 2 cooked dishes. So what is our machlokes al hadagav al beitza sheyesh aleha regarding the case that the Mishnah brought up with the fish that has the egg smeared on top of it? Shebeishami oimrim tavshil echad. Beishami says that's considered 1 dish because the egg is bottled to the fish. Whereas Beisol oimrim shein tavshin. Beisol says that's considered 2 dishes. However, hakol ma'idim, everyone agrees in pirpo beitza gav mahamaliach, if he took an already cooked egg and he chopped it into pieces and put it on salted fish and then roasted it that way, oy shechitech kaplot tachas adag, or he cut up some leeks and put that underneath the fish, or he cooked 2 different minim in the same pot, everyone agrees that's considered 2 tavshilin. Says the Gemara, the halacha is like the Talmud, meaning the halacha is like Rav Shimon Elazar, who's a Talmud of the Tanakama. Yotesom based on top, the Gemara continues discussing Erev Tavshilin. Rav Amar Rav says, Oimrani, that I say, ain't pachas a kezayas, Erev Tavshilin can't be less than a kezayas, the minimal amount of food that's allowed to be used for Erev Tavshilin is a kezayas. Says the Gemara, last adal pligal Rav Yechanan, isn't this an argument with Rav Yechanan? Says, what's a lashon of Erev Tavshilin that we had in the previous daf? Alive al mishalai Erev. I'm making this Erev Tavshilin for myself and for those who did not make an Erev. Now, obviously, he doesn't have enough food in his Erev Tavshilin for all the people that didn't make an Erev. So clearly, we see that there is no minimum shear of Erev Tavshilin. And actually, Masnisim Sayal Rabbi Yechanan, we have a brass that's right for Rabbi Yechanan. It tells us as follows, Erev Tchilosev is Soifai ain lay shear. An Erev, its beginning and end, has no shear, which means when you start out with an Erev Tavshilin or when you end up with it, the Hainu, if some of it's eaten or lost, either which way, it doesn't have a shear. You don't have to start out or end off with a minimum amount of food. There just has to be a kolshu a little bit, and then that's fine. We can use causing another type of eruv, yamtav shchalias b'erev Shabbos. When yamtav falls on erev Shabbos, so we have yamtav falling out on Friday. Ein ma'arvin loy b'chatzeres loy b'tchumin. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that on yamtav, one's allowed to make an erev chatzeres or an erev tchumin. Erev chatzeres allows all the people who live in the same chatzer, all their homes open into the same courtyard. It allows them to carry freely within that area. An erev tchumin allows a person to extend their tchum in one particular direction. So Rav Meir says that on Yom Tov, Friday, Erev Shabbos, one's not allowed to make either Erev Chatzeres or Tchumen, or Zochamer and Chamer say, Ma'arvin b'chatzeres v'in ma'arvin b'tchumen, one could make Erev Chatzeres, but not Tchumen. Why? Ma'arvin b'chatzeres, shekein at matir loy davar shu mutter loy, he's allowed to do Erev Chatzeres because you're permitting for him something which is already permitted. It's mutter to carry within this Chatzer on Yom Tov, just not on Shabbos. So anyway, it's mutter to carry here today, so he's allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres to enable himself to carry here tomorrow on Shabbos. But v'in ma'arvin b'tchumen, he can't do Erev Tchumen, shekein at matir loy davar shu aser loy, because you're permitting something for him, which is really aser. You're not allowed to go past your tchum on Yom Tov, so you can't make an Erev Tchumen on Yom Tov for Shabbos either. However, istanai tanei umachalef, there are those that teach this and switch it around. There are Meir's opinions, the Chamim, and the Chamim is Rav Meir, which means the Chamim are machmir with Erev Chatzeres, and that one is not allowed to make Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And Rav Lozer says, hoil vahin tanei umachalef, since we have this brisa that switches around the opinions, srichan anan mechush, then we have to be chayshish, we have to be careful for this opinion, and therefore no making Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, manda avitavos, if a person wants to do good, he wants to do what's proper, ma'arvim and esmal, he's going to make an Erev from yesterday, meaning from before Yom Tov. Now, Rav Yudon says, hadadat amar b'sholoi asoloi Erev Tavshilin. This is all if he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. Avolam asoloi Erev Tavshilin, if he made an Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tov for Shabbos, mutter. It's permitted to make an Erev Chatzeros on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because the same way that his Erev Tavshilin allows him to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so it also allows him to make an Erev Chatzeros on Yom Tov for Shabbos. However, Rias Rabon Bai, he asked, Erev Tavshilin Matirnas Mechitzas, Erev Tavshilin allows Mechitzas, what does one have to do with another? Erev Tavshilin allows one to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And that's only because Letzarech Suda is for the Sudan Shabbos, but to make an Erev, which allows Tiltal, allows carrying within Mechitzas, what does that have to do with cooking? And we end up with this question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis, continuing to discuss Yom Tov, what's right next to Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.